Log Talk Radio.
Rodeo fans, live from Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding and the Red Man Pro Series Challenge. That's right, I'm your host, Scott Misick. Want to welcome y'all for tuning in to the MakingAid.com radio show. We're bringing it to you live from Port Charlotte. We got some great action in store for you tonight. We got some barrel racing getting ready to start things off. We're going to turn it over to some bull riding. We're going to go back to some barrel racing. We're going to turn around and finish it off tonight with some great bull riding action. The bulls are set. These bull riders are ready to go, getting pumped up, fired up, and we're ready to buck some bulls down here. We're going to take a short break here, rodeo fans. Get ready for some introductions and get ready for some great barrel racing action with the Southern States Barrel Racers. So y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. Go fill your water bottles. Get ready and tune in. It's going to be a great one. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
If you got it, find a door, 'cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup shaft,
first strap to my boots,
the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite
waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side
like every time before. Pull my hat down a little, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, 'cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd roar, it's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup shaft,
first strap to my boot,
the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite
waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side
like every time before. Pull my hat down a little, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks, I had more breaks than I've got bones. To hear that whistle before I feel the flow. I got a number on my back, startup tab, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all.
Doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
They just put me in the chute, someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back,
back. I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back, back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back. On your back, back, back. Rigging and ready to go.
500 miles of Denver, 1,000 miles of view. But when they come, I know I'll be setting in to shoot. I'm a little bit cocky and I got a lot of cowboy pride. So load them up, turn them out, cause I'm ready for another ride. I think straddle of a hurricane is fixing to blow in 8 more seconds. Everybody's gonna know I'm a giant.
All right, welcome back. Rodeo fans live from Port Charlotte, Florida. It's Making8.com and Making8 Radio. We're down here with the Southern States Bull Riding. But before we get started with the bulls, we've got 10 barrel racers. These girls are ready to get it on. They're fired up. Have been here all day long. We're going to see what they're made of right here. The barrel pattern is a little bit less. It's a little bit smaller than some of these other ones. And rodeo fans, y'all have to bear with us. We're looking to get it to you just as live as we can. These girls are in the alley right now. We want to talk about some of them. We've seen them, some of them register here tonight. A lot of them you're going to actually see at the NFR Finals covering the barrel racing down here in the Southern Series. So, rodeo fans, you all are in store. We got some great barrel racers down here ready to tear it up around them cans. We're going to see what they're made of. Our first barrel racer is going to be Kimberly Boyette, and there she goes. Heading around the right barrel right now. Nice little bay horse. Nice clean shot, rounding around the second barrel. Another clean turn there. She's rounding that third clear shot. She's headed for home. There she goes. Kimberly Boyette going to be that first barrel racer. 14-1-5-7. Wendy Culberson's going to be the next cowgirl. We're going to see what she's made of. Here she goes, fast out of the alley there. Oh, knocking the barrel, but she didn't knock it down. Here she goes around that second barrel. Nice little corner. Heading around that third. Oh, knocked it over. Going to be a 5 second penalty for that young cowgirl. There she goes. 13 plus 3, 2, 5, plus 5. Unfortunately, that little girl just couldn't make that last barrel down there. Shasta Alvarez going to be the next cowgirl up. There she goes, real hard now, a little wide around that first barrel. Heading around that second one. Oh, had a little trouble with a horse down there. Knocked the barrel, but she did not knock it over. Hard on the knees there. There she goes. Oh, hit the third barrel. That was that young cowgirl's first event. I believe it was a 16.675 plus 5. Right now, your event leader, Kimberly Boyette, first cowgirl out, was able to tear it up, make a clean run around these barrels. They do have to run a cloverleaf pattern. Same rules apply that these girls have to attend to. Here comes the next cowgirl, Brittany Chiron. There she goes around that first barrel. A little wide. Oh, nice little cut around that second barrel. Here she goes around the third. Nice clean shot. She's rounding home now. They're paying her off. 14-5-2-8. Going to be her run. Cheryl Bouchard. There she goes. Got the pink socks on the horse there. She goes. Oh, not quite knocking that barrel down. Great job for her. There she goes around third barrel, a little slower than the other girls, but she's going to get it done. 14.222, actually, that puts her in second place. Nice clean run for that cowgirl. Crystal McIntyre is going to be the next cowgirl coming around. There she goes. Oh, I mean, she just darted out of that alleyway there. Nice clean shot around that first barrel. Heading around to the right, starting around. Heading that second barrel, nice clean shot. There she goes, rounding the. There she goes. Great job for that cowgirl. I know, I mean, she was fast. Not sure what that score was. Kaylee Ramsey going to be the next cowgirl up in the alleyway. There she goes. Heading around that first barrel. Oh, she knocked that one down real hard. Oh, knocked that second one down, too. Oh, going to be a 10-second penalty for that cowgirl, Kelsey Ramsey. +10 for Kaylee Ramsey. Sue Parker is going to be the next cowgirl up. Rodeo fans, just so you know, we're going to take off with the first 10 barrel racers. We're going to go to some bull riding action. I mean, the bulls are in the chute. Cowboys are getting the ropes on. We're going to tune over to it here momentarily. And we're going to broadcast it from behind the bucking chute. Here comes this next cowgirl, Sue Parker, rounding that first barrel. Nice clean run. There she goes around that second barrel. 4-year-old horse she's got on, as I've been told by the announcer. There she goes. Clean, clean run for that horse and cowgirl. Great job. 14.484. Nicole DeRiso is going to be the next cowgirl. Nicole DeRiso. Hopefully we'll get you get some more information for you rodeo fans at home tuning in. Be able to bring you where they're from and you know, kind of get you some more information so y'all can start following these young cowgirls. But you can definitely see the names. You'll see them at a lot of these PRCA, these Professional Cowboy Associations, as well as these barrel racing associations around the South. You know, and even further than that, I mean, these girls travel from all over. Looking to make some money. Looks like right now Kimberly Boyette is our event leader. Looks like Nicole was having a little trouble with a horse down there in the alleyway. Like we said, rodeo fans, as soon as this thing, as soon as we get through the first 10 barrels, there she goes. Oh, a little wide. Kind of stopped the horse there, coming around that first barrel. Nice clean run around that second one. Taking the third one a little wide. Now she's headed for home. Let's pay her off. There she goes. Great job for that cowgirl. 14.288. Not a bad run. I believe that's going to put her in third. Roxanne Young. Oh, Lexi Peden. I'm sorry. Lexi Peden's going to be the next cowgirl. Oh, nice clean shot around that first barrel. There she goes around the second one. Tipped it, but didn't knock it over. Oh, third one real wide there. Horse kind of ducked away from it. There she goes. Heading for home. 14.479. Great job. They're going to come back here a little bit later on, rodeo fans, but we're going to slide down behind the bucket seats to get ready for some bull riding action. Y'all get ready. We're going to take a short break here, rodeo fans. Want y'all to tune in. Get ready. Go get a grip. Get your water bottles. We'll be right back.
You boys ever met a real country girl? She's talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Party all night from South Carolina. A bad mama jamma from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy moose to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, trippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country.
all done it one time now.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. We're live from Fort Charlotte, Florida. Getting ready to kick this thing off. We're starting off with our first bull rider tonight, Buckshot Morrison, the Feldmare Cowboy. This guy knows how to get it done. Been riding bulls for quite some time. He's on a bull they call Drunk Monkey. We're going to see what he's made of. This is the 2010 season now, rodeo fans. These guys are out here to get things started. We're going to see what they're made of right here. Starting off with Buckshot. Looks like he's going to be coming out of buck and shoot number 7 down there towards the end. All right, rodeo fan, looks like you're trying to get some gate guys down here. Want to let you all know, Ray Rivero and Cody Robinson are going to be on bullfighters tonight. Now, I know Cody Robinson is sitting in second place in the bullfighter standings here for the Southern States Bull Riding. Not real sure where Ray's at. We're going to have to try to find out. We'll see if we can't catch up with him, talk with him here a little bit. I saw him down here a few months ago, and let me tell you, this guy got a workout. I mean, he got beat up, but still kept getting out there to get it done. They needed 2 bullfighters, and he was there. So here we go. Looks like we're sliding on down. Buckshot Morrison. Buck and shoot number 6 is where he's coming out of. It's going to be a left-handed delivery. This little bull has been known to be a rank one. Drunk Monkey. Believe it's one of Peace River Rodeo's bulls. Buckshot did pretty good down there in Naples, Florida here last weekend. We're going to see what he's made of right here tonight. Standing 3rd in the SSBR standings. For the 2009 season. So we should look to see this cowboy really put some pressure on Wagner Luciano and Rooster McKeeman at the finals. Rooster getting tied down right now. Or Buckshot, I'm sorry. There he goes. Gates open. Bulls out hard to the left now. He is getting it. Back around to the left. Buckshot's got a seat on him. Looks like we're going to have ourselves. There you go. There's the buzzer. Our first cowboy makes his first ride. Great job for Buckshot. Able to get up and get out all right. Bullfighter's doing a good job there protecting him. We're going to find out what that score is on Buckshot, but I'm going to tell you, that bull sat right there at the gate, turned to the left, did a really good job. All right, here, rodeo fans, we're going to fly down to our next cowboy. It's going to be one of our Brazilians down here. Find out what the cowboy's name is. Right. 77 points for Buckshot Morrison. I think it was a little bit higher, but hey, you know what? It's not up to me. It's up to the judges. We're going to see what he made of. I mean, that bull was just getting right there back at the buck and shoot. I mean, had a lot of drop kick to him. Can't ask for much more than that, but I'll tell you what, Buckshot made it look like another day at the office. Welton Silva is going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on a bull they call. Wow, boy, I'll tell you what. I don't even know what the name of this bull is. We're going to call it the Charlotte Express.
Chalanika Express.
Chalanika Express. I'll tell you what, man. If it wasn't for some of these cowboys out here, you know, we are down here at the Seminole Reservation area. We do have a Seminole Tribe down here sponsoring the Southern States Bull Riding. And let me tell you, they got some names for some of these bulls. Welton Silva. Good to see him down here at the finals. We're going to see what he's made of right here. Bull kind of bouncing around a little bit in the bucket chute. These guys looking to get it done. I mean, this way to start off 2010 season. Our first cowboy had a first ride. We're going to see if Welton Silva can follow suit right here. It's going to be a left-handed delivery. Just for you rodeo fans that are just tuning in for the first time, I want to let y'all know a left-handed delivery means that bull's going to turn out to the left first. And just so you guys know, cowboys have to hang on with their free arm or with their riding hand. That's all they got. That and their spurs. They got to make 8 seconds to get a score. All right. Well, bearing down now.
There you go. You got your tank.
There he goes. Bull's out hard to the left. I mean, real fast. Back around to the right now. Oh, Welton hanging on to the right side of him. Bullfighter's getting run over just a little bit. Back around. Oh, takes a big spin coming off of there. Tell you what, able to get up out of the arena. Not sure if he made that whistle, but he was darn close. Riding on the side of that bull. Ray Rivero getting a little run over there, but he's all right. See him walking off towards the end of the arena. And I mean, he got freight trained. Great job for those guys, man. I'll tell you what. Those guys did a fantastic job, and I mean, they were stepping in there, keeping Welton safe, let him get out of the arena okay. He owes a lot to those bullfighters out there tonight. Ray Rivero and Cody Robinson both did a fantastic job stepping in there. Looks like our next cowboy is going to be Justin Walker sliding down here with. Looks like we got a couple bulls out here in the arena. Announcers calling for too many men on the field. Looks like I have to throw some penalty markers out here. Bullfighters jumping out here going to give them a hand, trying to round these suckers up, get them back here in the behind the pen. Points for Welton Silva. Now, he did get a lower score because he was on the side of the bull. Never really had himself a confirmed seat. That's going to cost the bull rider some points. So, you know, it's going to be tough for him, but they are going to have a short round. And rodeo fans, got to tell you, it's a good way to start off 2010 season down here. It is October 10th. That's right, rodeo fans. 10-10 starts off 2010 for the Southern States Bull Riding. And we are getting it on down here. Buckshot Morrison made his first qualified ride of the season, as well as the night, on a bull they call Drunk Monkey, followed by Welton Silva. We've only had two bull riders down here. Our next cowboy is going to be Justin Walker. This young cowboy here is going to be on a bull they call Ot 23. Little bull knows how to get it done. Justin Walker, young cowboy, still in high school, but knows how to ride. Really impressed with this young cowboy. Had an opportunity to see him down at the bullfighting clinic they held in Miaka City here back in April. So we look to see what Justin Walker can do right here. Looks like they're still trying to get these bulls set up and out of the arena there. Not sure what quite went on there, but you know, these bulls are down here tonight looking to get the job done as well.
Don't worry about it.
All right, Rodeo fans, just to let you know, we do have a great short go-round pen. We got six bulls lined up for the short go. They're going to be bringing back top six riders to our short go. Justin Walker's tying in right now. Left-handed bull rider. He's going to be bull's going to be coming out to the left, so we're going to see what this guy can do right here. Bull kind of jumping around the chute a little bit, talking trash. We're going to see what he's made of right now. Justin not phased a bit, just ready to bear down and make a ride. There he goes. Out to the left now, real hard. Justin staying with him, back around to the right now. Oh, yeah, Justin looking good on that bull. And, I mean, he is looking great. Off to the right now, able to get out of the arena. I'm telling you, rodeo fans, poor Charlotte is where it's at. These cowboys come down here to ride some bulls. I am impressed, man. You know, we were down a couple weeks ago down in Manatee County with the Diamond W Rodeo Production and the Southern States Bull Riding, closing out the 2009 season. And I got to tell you, rodeo fans, a lot of the fans out there were a little upset. They wish they could have seen more qualified rides out there. Tonight is the night. Port Charlotte is where it's at. We've got three riders up, and we've got three qualified rides. So I'm going to tell you what, it's not about the being able to make the 8-second whistle. You're going to have to make a good ride to get yourself back in the short go and put you in the money. These guys getting it done right here. Great job. We're going to see if we can catch up with Justin here in just a little bit. Really impressed by that cowboy. Want to make the announcement? Donnie Newman is going to be our announcer tonight, and look forward to spending some time with Donnie. Not real sure, but we may end up having him host our radio show in Las Vegas, Nevada, down there in December. We're still working out all the details here, but we're going to wait and find out. You rodeo fans that are interested, y'all can tune in Thursday night. Going to have Rob Smith on the air. We're going to go over the events, but that's it right there, Justin. Great ride, man. Way to go. 79 points. That is your event leader right now. Great job for Justin Walker. I'll tell you what, man, this is where it's at. Three riders and three qualified rides. These guys are coming out to make that 8-second whistle, and, you know, we're supportive. And we've been watching these guys all season. And, you know, like I said, we're starting off 2010 with a bang. These guys are in it for the money, and they want to start it off right. They got all of about 2 weeks off in between the 2009 and 2010 season, and, you know, these guys, they ain't letting up at all. Not sure who our next cowboy is. All right, Cole Wooten's going to be the next cowboy up. Cowboy did pretty good down there in Naples, Florida. Able to make a qualified ride, I do believe. He's on a bull they call Spotted Bull here tonight. We'll see what he's made of. Coming out of bucket shoot number three. We're looking for that fourth qualified ride here. Let me tell you, these guys are putting the pressure on. We haven't even got to the veteran bull riders like DJ Carter, Brian Corson. You know, the only one we had was Buckshot Morrison. So we've got a lineup tonight. Jimmy Lathro is going to be here. Rooster McKeeman, and, of course, your number one in the Southern States Bull Riding for 2009 before the finals is going to be Wagner Luciano. We got guys like Ty Harris of Team Making Eight, as well as, of course, Brian Corson being down here also from Team Making Eight. There he goes. We're going to see what Cole's made of right now. Looks like that bull kind of went down on him in the buck and shoots there. He's squatting a little bit. They got him standing up there. Back around to the left now, standing right there at the buck and shoot. Oh, yeah, flat spinning. Cole's got himself a seat. Yep. Bull's going to stop on him. Bullfighter's trying to bring the bull around. Cole's still on the back of the bull now. Bull's kind of stopped out there, not sure which way. They're trying to get him to turn to the right so that way they can get him off. Oh, bull's kind of squatting down. Alright. Bull kind of went down. Hey! I'll tell you what, he's about ready to horn in on Ray Rivero's business. Ray able to get up and get up on the buck and shoots alright. So, we're going to have another qualified ride, Rodeo fans. Not sure what the score is going to be, then they've given him option for a re-ride. And I'll tell you what, he may need to take it because that score is going to be low enough. These Cowboys came to ride some bulls tonight. Looks like that bull there, spotted bull there. He's trying to horn in on Kelly over there on the other side of the arena. She's doing our videotape tonight. Want to send out our great appreciation for the job that she's doing. We're going to have these DVDs up for sale, Rodeo fans. So y'all want to check out some of this great bull riding action to start 2010 season. Check out making8.com. Get in contact with us. We'll be happy to get a video out to you. Still trying to get this bull out of the arena there. I think he's doing a little bit of showing off. Not sure why, because I tell you what, he sure didn't buck all that good. But he did get us our first fourth qualified ride of the evening. Looks like we got one of the SSBR members and actual bullfighter. He's down here helping out Southern States Bull Riding. He is on the board. Down here, got him dressed up, though. He's not in his bullfighting outfit. Don't have the jersey or the cleats on, and he's out here trying to horn in on this this little bull that's not wanting to leave the arena. Oh, knocking into the fence. I'll tell you what, man. These little bulls just looking ugly tonight. We're going to have to get up and stand up out of the way here. I'll tell you what. We got guys. All right, we're going to try to find out from Donnie what that score was there. 64 for Cole Wooten there. That's going. Not sure if that's going to be enough to get him back to shore down, go the way these bulls these cowboys are down here to ride. We're going to start off our event leader right now, Justin Walker, score 79, and I mean he made it look pretty. These guys down here, you'll see a lot of these guys, they make their living down here rodeoing. So, it's a paycheck for them, and looks like they got that bull out of the arena right now. We're getting ready to go back to some more bull riding action. All right, they're rolling more bulls up here in the bucking chute. Looks like they got some of these bulls back there in the back 10, trying to rotate them through. Rodeo fans, not sure who the cowboy is they're going to. Jimmy Lathrow is going to be the next cowboy. We're getting ready to fire it up. Jimmy Lathrow rides a lot of the TBR events. He traveled all over. It's in his blood. I mean, he was inherited with it. Brought it on down. He's on a bull they call Big City Blues. Going to see this bull buck down here for the first time, I believe. Jimmy Lathrow looking to make it five right here. We'll see Jimmy, of course, in the finals this year. We'll talk about them later on coming up on our Back on the Ranch radio show. We're going to start covering the guys of the SSVR starting with this Wednesday night. The rodeo fans tune in. And we will be following up Thursday night with a special show with MakingA.com, Making A Radio. We're going to be back with Rob Smet discussing his he's going to have the final pick. It's going to be made public on Thursday, and we're going to talk about it, give you fans an opportunity to call in, talk about some of these great bullfighters that are be down there in Las Vegas, Nevada for the National Finals Rodeo and the Rob Smet Invitational as well. So look forward to that. I want to thank the sponsors for the Southern States Bull Riders and Redman Pro Series, you know, Redman Chewing Tobacco. All right, looks like Jimmy's still pulling his rope down there. All right. Jimmy laughing. I'm getting ready to go now. He's up on his rope. We're going to see what he's made of right here. Oh, bull kind of fell down. Oh, bull stood back up now. Jimmy making a ride on him, right back into the bucket chute, back around to the right now. Oh yeah, Jimmy made the whistle on him. That bull did foul him though. I'll tell you what, I'm looking for some red flags out there because that bull really hipped himself coming out and then spun around and hipped himself back in the bucking chute again. Not sure what the score is going to be, see if it's going to be good enough for him to take or if he's going to turn it over and see if he can't get a re-ride. Big City Blues was the bull. And let me tell you here, rodeo fans, and we are getting it on. I mean, I'll tell you what, this is some of the most impressive bull riding I've seen. These cowboys are turning it up for 2010. And you will not miss anything by getting down to one of these Southern States bull riding events. This is where it's at right here. You will not find any better in the Southeast. So rodeo fans, get it up. Get it on your calendars. If you're going to be passing through, check WillMakingEight.com. Find out where these rodeos are. We're going to be broadcasting as many as we can live. And we're going to turn up the heat for 2010. All right, we're going to turn it over. Looks like Ray Rivero doing around playing with this bull here just a little bit. Great job for this cowboy. Pulling him in. There he goes. Great job for Ray Rivero. Pull that bull in. But I'm actually standing down here with one of Team Making Eight, Ty Harris. We're going to get a chance to talk to him a little bit. Now, see if we can work out this microphone. All right, Ty. I know you got a pretty good bull tonight here in X3 Prince. What do you think about him, buddy?
I know that he's a one big kick out. He's over his head that first jump. And if I can ride him, I'll be the go-around winner on him. And the Lord bless me, I would aim sure ride him. But he comes out one big jump. You got a lot of drop to him, a lot of kick. I've heard of him going to the left. I heard of him going to the right, so...
Right.
I just pray the Lord blesses me and rides me.
We're going to cut in here real quick, Todd. Steve Bryant is a cowboy. Yep. Now, oh, over the front end of him, he's able to get out all right. Great job for the bullfighters there. But, Todd, I got to tell you, man, you're standing in 20th place in the Southern States Bull Ridings for 2009. You still have over 3,000 to be able to get up there. We're looking to see you move up, man, for your first year down here with full-time with the SSVR. What do you think, man?
I'm hoping it does, too. I'm in third right now. I'm like maybe 300 points behind the 19th guy or something. So I pray that I can make my averages stuff go way up when I hit the finals.
I'll tell you what, Ty. They got 3,000 points down there, man. So you can sure make it good. And you know what? We've been proud to have you as one of our 2009 team members, and we definitely look forward to having you 2010, man.
Well, you got me for 2010. I'll stay with y'all. Been a pleasure.
All right, Ty. Well, I'll tell you what, man. We look forward to covering it. We're going to get you out there and get some sponsorships, man. Hopefully, we'll get the new chaps. I know you just got a brand new pair, but we'll see if we can't get some of them pretty little ones that you like so much.
Oh, yes, sir. Without a doubt. That'll work. Can't never have too many chaps.
All right, Ty. Well, hey, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you when we can. All right, buddy?
All right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
All right, guys. There we go. Saturday night down here in Fort Charlotte, Florida. We're talking with Ty Harris, one of Team Making 8 members. Look to see him ride X3 Prince. We're going to catch up with him in just a little bit. Right now, we're sliding down to our next cowboy. Ronson Bueno is going to be the next bull rider. Going to be another Brazilian cowboy. He's going to be on a bull that they call Big Scary. They call him Ot 25. Steve Bryant, first one to get bucked off tonight. Unfortunate for him. I believe he's going to be hanging up his bull rope at the end of the season, but we're not so sure yet. We think, you know, Steve may come out every now and again. We'll have an opportunity to catch up with him. Hopefully down here for the 2010 season. If not, rodeo fans, we're going to work on getting him down there. His wife does the photography with the SSBR, so we look forward to seeing them down there. And at a lot of these events, we'll see if we can't catch up with Steve and talk about his career a little bit, try to get him a little bit acquainted with you, the rodeo fans out there. Our next cowboy, Robson Bueno, another Brazilian cowboy. I haven't had an opportunity to see much of this cowboy in 2009. He's down here to start things off for 2010. Looks like our event leader right now is still going to be Justin Walker with score 79. Buckshot following up with score 77. Jimmy Lathrow sitting in third with 71. All right. Here goes Robson. He's up on his rope now. It looks like he's trying to get everything set just right. Looks like they're going to do 10 bull riders. They may only be doing 7. We'll have to wait and see. There he goes. Bull's not quite looking just yet. There he goes. Out to the left now. Oh, Rawson staying with him now. Little off to the right. Oh, brought down. Going to be brought down toward the 8-second whistle. Ray turning that bull, catching him right on time, letting Rawson get out of the arena. All right. Great job for that bullfighter. Tell you what. Until you actually get down to one of these events, rodeo fans, you really don't have an opportunity to see what these bullfighters are actually made of. I mean, this is just some of the most impressive stuff that you could ever see. These guys are putting it on the line. And, you know, we talked with the greatest man in bullfighting, Rob Smith, on Monday night. You know, and to have an opportunity to talk with somebody who helped build the sport, what it is right now with these bullfighters, you know, was real impressive. I tip my hat to him, you know, because and Rob Smith really puts it well when he says he likes to be considered a guardian angel, because you know what? That's what they do, man. They look out for these cowboys, and I know firsthand because I've been out there with them. But you know what? While we got a second here, we're going to try to catch up with sitting down here with Justin Walker. Now, Justin, you had the opportunity to ride and score a 79. That puts you as the event leader right now, man. How did it feel on that bull?
I was so good. Yeah. First SSBR back in probably a month and a half, so it felt good.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. That was a good way to start off the 2010 season, man. There's nothing like getting those points right there. And I'll tell you what, hopefully that'll be enough to get you back in the short ground, and we'll see you ride twice.
Yes, sir. I hope so. That'd be great.
All right, Justin. Hey, man, great talking with you, and good luck. We'll see you in the short round. All right, guys. That's what it's about down here. We're going to sit down here and catch up with as many of these bull riders as we can. Justin Walker, currently the event leader. He's got a lot of cowboys behind him looking to put him out of the first place and get themselves back into the short round. So, tell you what, we have got a listing of them. Oh, here we go now, rodeo fans. We're turning it up. Here's when the heat comes on. Brian Corson, one of Team Making Eight Bull Riders. We'll see what he's made of right here. Brian getting down on a bull. Got himself a pretty good bull. They call him Red Bull. We will see what he's made of right here. Brian, the toughest cowboy I've ever met. Had an opportunity to hang out, ride horses with him. This guy knows how to get it done. And, I mean, when he gets in that bucking chute, it is nothing but business. Real impressive to watch. And he's an inspiration to any cowboy following up. You know, I mean, he's what the sport is made of. And, you know, he's carrying on the tradition of bull riding and makes it look good. We would call him a veteran cowboy. And I'll tell you what, this guy definitely is a veteran. You know, you think of your military men and the veterans for the job that they did. Brian Corson is a veteran cowboy. He knows what cowboying is about. Not really sure what Red Bull's made of, but we're going to see what Brian's up. He's nodding his head right here, calling for the gate. Pulls out hard to the left now. Oh, Brian's got himself a nice little seat. Back around to the right. Oh, yeah, Brian making it look like another day at the office. Give it a little bit of spare boost. Sinking around to the right. Oh, yeah, great job. Great job for Brian Corson. Tell you what, he's looking good out there. That's what it's about, right? Right there, Brian Corson, one of Team Making Eight. And by the way, rodeo fans, I want to let y'all know, he is leading the Port Charlotte Redman Pro Series Challenge. And that is certainly going to help him keep his edge on Wagner Luciano, who's sitting in second place. Waiting on those scores now to come in. Seven and a half for Brian Corson. I tell you what, Port Charlotte is his hometown. Oh, wait, I can't say that's his hometown. He's actually from up north, but let me tell you, this cowboy comes down here enough. He likes to call it his hometown. Won a few buckles down here himself. Won a few championships, and he's looking to take 2009 Redman Pro Series Challenge. We're still in the 2009 season for the Redman Pro Series. Hopefully try to get things worked out with the Southern States Bull Riding. They can kind of line things up, but... I'll tell you what, not only is it a good way to start the 2010 season for Brian, but, you know, he's trying to keep that lead on that Redman Pro Series Challenge. He wants to buckle at the end of the year. We're going to see him at the finals. He's standing in fifth place right now in the rankings of Southern State. So, great job for that cowboy. Ready to bear down. You know, and I almost got to stick that boot in my mouth every time I talk with him because, let me tell you, man, I give him a hard time about being as so old as he is and being a veteran, but every time I do, it seems like he turns around and just gets mad as fire and makes a good bull ride and makes him kind of shut up just a little bit. So, looks like they're loading up more bulls in the bucket chute. Just getting word now from some of the judges down here. It looks like Jimmy Lathrow is going to have a re-ride bull. He wants to try to get himself up there in the points. Like I said, between Brian Corson, Buckshot Morrison, and Justin Walker, Jimmy Lathrow feels like, you know, and he really did. He got a hard shot there. He did take a re-ride. So we're going to see. He's going to have a bull they call Red Manor here later on. That'll give him an opportunity to try to raise his score just a little bit. Now, if he takes a score of 71 and walks away, he still may have a chance to get himself back into the short go. If he takes this bull that he has right now in Red Banner in the re-ride and gets bucked off, he walks away with no score. So it's going to be a tough night. It's a business decision for these cowboys, you know, whether or not to take a re-ride. You know, Jimmy Lathrow says that he can make that re-ride option just a little bit higher. Let me tell you, we've got a ranked pen of bulls here for the short go. So look forward to seeing those bulls and some of these top cowboys get it on down there. Not real sure who they're going with down here towards the end. Come on. Looks like they're going to put three more bulls in this session and then turn it over to the barrel racers for our second half. Actually, I stand corrected. It looks like we're just going to have an intermission. So as soon as we do, rodeo fans, we're going to slide down. We're going to play some music for you, let you catch your breath. When we come back, we're going to recap for you what's been going on in the first round of barrels as well as the first round of bulls. Hopefully y'all have been entertained enough that we can bring this action to you live. We're still working on it, trying to get the sponsor set up so we can have ourselves a co-host down here for these radio deals. And rodeo fans, if you're out there listening and want to be a part of Team Making Eight, give us a call. We've got our numbers posted on the website, so look forward to talking with you for the 2010 season. Got to tell you, rodeo fans, as soon as we get a chance to, we would like to catch up with Brian Corson down there. Did a fantastic job. Made that rod look real good. And, I mean, he just knows how to get it done. All right, they just turned a pack of bulls out. Going to look to try to round them all up and get them back in there. Sometimes pulling more out there is a little bit easier than trying to get just one out of the arena. Just so you rodeo fans know, we're not able to bring you commercials and that type of thing right now here tonight because we are actually standing behind the buck and shoes. We are not near our switchboard. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to, kind of clean things up a little bit. We'll have somebody back there while we're back here giving you some of the best action you can get. Not sure if you're hearing some of these cowboys in the background, but you are not going to get any closer to the action unless you're down here filling your seats down here in Port Charlotte with the Southern States Bull Riding. So, like I said, we are live. This is unedited, and we are bringing it to you. Donnie Newman getting the crowd pumped up just a little bit, trying to get all these bulls out of the arena. Bulls just kind of fanning around, taking a look at the crowd, making them look like they're trying to take pictures or something out there. And this is one of those events where unfortunately they don't have the horses out here and a catch man trying to round these deals up. And, maybe that'll be something that the Southern States Bull Riding can work on for the 2010 season. Maybe we can get some catchmen down here to kind of help round up these horses or these bulls and get them back behind the bucks and shoot a little bit easier if we get down to some bull riding action. We still got three more bull riders left before our intermission. Bulls out there putting on a little bit of show for the fans. It is a family show out there, though. I don't know. It's getting a little X-rated with some of these bulls. I don't know if I call it X-rated. Definitely an R-rated, so. They're getting turned around now, heading back towards the buck and shoot, or towards the out gate. There he goes. All right, rodeo fans. Well, tell you what, we almost had enough time to take an intermission, let these Cowboys take a little bit of a break. Hopefully, we're going to get everything in within the 3 hours there. We got a lot of rodeo left. Still got a lot of bull riders, and we got some great bull, barrel racers coming up. Still got 10 more of those young girls. Bulls kind of turning it up down in the bus seats. Looks like they've been waiting their turn to get out there in the arena and getting a little excited. They're getting a little anticipated. Unfortunately, we've been off for a couple months down here in Port Charlotte, so it looks like SSBR is still trying to get things kicked up. Want to remind you, rodeo fans, tune in next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to MakingEight.com. We're going to have an opportunity to cover some of these bull riders that are going to be in the finals for the 2009 season. We're going to talk a little bit about the PDR, PRCA, what's going on with that. Might even talk a little bit about the Rob Smith Invitational going on in Las Vegas, but we're going to save a lot of that for our special show on Thursday night. All right, Rooster McKeenan's going to be up. Going to be on a bull they call Sleepy Joe. Rooster standing in second place. Second place in the Southern States bull riding standing. Rooster knows how to get it done. Getting up on his rope, nodding his head. There he goes, out to the left now. Oh, big jump back around. Oh, Rooster staying with him, got himself a seat. Oh, and I mean he lost. Should have bought himself an airplane ticket for that one. I'll tell you what. That was a photo opportunity for the fans down here because, I mean, he went from one end of the arena to the other. He's going to be close to the whistle. I don't think he made it, though. And, I mean, it worked. And you talk about a lot of hot skip from that bull they call Sleepy Joe. That bull was up and down. Just getting it. So right now, Brian Corson, Buckshot Morrison, and Justin Walker are going to be your top three. Who's rider? Alfin Gross gonna be the next cowboy up. This young cowboy is 2008 Rookie of the Year. He will be at the finals. He's gonna be on a bull they call Hot Revolver. They brand him 343. One of Chris Stewart's and Peace River Rodeo Bull. Austin Grove. Been really impressed with this cowboy for the 2009 season. Having an opportunity to see this guy, this young cowboy, get it done a few times. Bull kind of squatting him in the chute now. He's got his rope around him. He's going to go ahead and take that. There he goes. Now I'm just head, pulls out to the left now, back around to the right. Austin staying with him, got himself a nice little seat. Oh! I tell you what, looks like he tried to get his little spur into it, raised, get himself an extra point or two. And I mean, he just worked himself right out of it. Couldn't stay with him, going to be a no score for Austin. That's all right. 2010 season is just starting off. So hopefully you go to your fans have been entertained for our first round of intermission. Believe we got, not sure if we got one more bull yet or not. Expect they're still trying to work things out and get some flank drops on some bulls. No, we got some barrel racing coming right up after this, so hopefully y'all stay tuned. While we take our intermission, we're going to get set up to try to get some try to get some barrels down in here tonight.
Leave it open. Open it.
Looks like we got a youngin' down here, and one of our youngest team making eight members in Austin. Is that game? Close it. Looks like we got a couple bulls down here fighting in there. All right. Sergio Andrade is going to be on Electric Avenue. Sergio, another Brazilian cowboy. Tell you what, they live down here in Florida, and, you know, I haven't seen Sergio down here before, one of these newcomers, but let me tell you, these Brazilian cowboys come to win some money, so we're going to see what he's made of right here in the Southern States Bull Riding. Sergio trying to get everything just set in there. He's nods his head. There he goes. Out to the left, back around to the right now. Sergio staying with him. Kind of hop skipping down the arena now. Nice little drop kick. He's got himself a qualified ride. Woo! Let me tell you something there. That bull rider hit his knees, and when he turned around, that bull was looking right at him. Great job for the bullfighters to take that attention from that bull away from him, because I'll tell you what, they'd have been, they were close enough to kiss, let me tell you. Told you now, this is a family show, but these bulls, they ain't having none of it. Trying to make it a little upgraded. We may have to start checking IDs down here at the gate for some of these bull rides. All right, trying to get this last bull out of the arena. We're going to take a short break here, Rodeo fans. Well, we got an opportunity. Definitely want to thank the sponsors, Redman and the Pro Series Challenge down here. 73 for Sergio. All right, we still got 11 more bulls to buck. We got 11 more bulls to buck down here. We're trying to step on out of the arena here while these cowboys are trying to get this bulls out. All right. We're out of the arena. All right, looking pretty good. All right. Thank you. All right, Rodeo fans. Well, we got a chance to take a break. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to take a short break here. We're going to let you refill your water bottles, get a chance to get a grip with making8.com. We're glad you're with us. Tuning in at the live from Port Charlotte with the SSBR. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the back of a beat cut, getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck. Pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache. Hey, hey. I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good. It off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp. Yeah. Like a world. Gonna spin chock full of adrenaline to kick it in. And here we go again. Like nitro, gonna blow up like pyro, baby, for the big show. Tremble like a domino. What a way to go. Crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good. Like a rocket, yeah. I'm going to the moon and back again, baby. What a wild trip! I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll.
The woods. pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride my bull just to have some fun, and the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. Rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and bounced again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider, and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Give me a pack of wolf's pistol, I'm the son of a gun. Ride wild bulls just to have some fun, and the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. We are live in Port Charlotte, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riding. Ready to get on. We got another second session of bull riding to go. But before we do, we're still in our intermission. We're going to turn it over. We're going to have the opportunity to catch up with BJ Carter. Now, BJ is one of the guys that we've been talking a lot about. Had the opportunity to follow him along with some of the PR events that he's done. And so, BJ, you got yourself a pretty little good tonight. What do you think? You drew Dust Duck. What do you think?
Yeah, Dutch Duck. I've seen him once or twice before. I'm not real sure about him. He's just kind of a little, just a little black and white bull. Supposed to be pretty good out there and around. Either way, I'm excited to get on him. He ought to be just right for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, there, BJ. You know, I know you got a lot of competition out here tonight. These other cowboys came to ride, but you know what? You always make it look good out there, man. We're pretty impressed with you, and. No, you're going to be down there at the Southern SSBR Finals coming up in January. I believe you're sitting in around 10th place, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm coming in somewhere around 10th. Had a pretty busy year this year, been all over the place. Ain't really had time to sit around and collect too many points here in the Southeast. But, you know, I'm going there in 10th, and I guess that's close enough. Maybe I can hang in there. I'm not sure if I can win the saddle or not, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know the Wagner's got a pretty good lead, but you're putting points up in the PBR and CBR still, correct?
I've been going to a couple of them here and there. I've been kind of slow on them, too. I've just been really going anywhere I can, anywhere the money's right, and ain't cost me a whole lot to get to.
I hear you, buddy. Well, hey, listen, they're going to start up this second set, man, so we're going to turn things over. I appreciate you jumping on here. We're looking forward to seeing you at the finals in January, buddy.
All right, appreciate it, Scott.
All right, good luck tonight, BJ.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we're getting ready to kick things off. We're going to turn it over here. Get ready for the second session of bulls. We're going to hang out down here by our announcer's booth. That way we can run the switchboard just a little bit. Tell you what, this turned out to be one heck of a good bull rod. And so you guys know, we are We did make a correction. Justin Walker is actually sitting in third place with a score of 75. Oh, here we go. Swift and Moody is going to be the bull. Italio Aguilar, one of the bullfighters, or the Brazilian bull riders. Let's see this guy rack up some serious points on this bull. I'll tell you what, if he does, he'll be in the 80s. There's no doubt about it. Going to be our 12th rider of the night. We went through 11 before we had our intermission. We had 10 barrel racers come around first. He's on a bull they call Swift and Moody. This is one rank little dude. We're going to see what he's made of right here. Italio Aguilar looking to start off the 2010 season right. Not real sure if Italio made it to the SSBR Finals. We're going to have to look up that information. We'll talk about it on our Back on the Ranch show this Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So y'all tune in. Really enjoyed talking with BJ Carter down here. One of the seasoned cowboys down here. This guy's still got a lot left in him, and we definitely look forward to seeing him in the finals. We've seen him on the PBR. We've actually had the opportunity to ride at a lot of the same events with him when I was back on the circuit. So, he's kind of an inspiration to me. This guy knows how to cowboy up and make some bull rides. Here comes Italio. Oh, round to the right now. Oh, back around. Hard to the left. Italio makes the corner on him. Oh, brought around. No, not able to make that second corner. Tough luck for Italio Aguilar. Just kind of shook him loose of his bull rope and not able to make that whistle on him. Going to be a no score for Italio. I want to thank y'all for tuning in down here. It's been a great night tonight, and hopefully we're bringing the action to you as live as we can. We are unedited, so just to let you know, rodeo fans, we still got a lot to work on to get prepared for some of our upcoming events for 2010. We're working on a co-host. We also need some sponsors, so if you're interested in putting your product out here at these rodeos, give us a call. Look us up on making8.com. Ty Harris is going to be the next cowboy. He is another one of Team Making 8 riders. We talked with him earlier tonight. He's actually going to be up in the we're going to have him for the 2010 season. But let me tell you, this guy right here has got himself a bull tonight. He's on a bull they call X3 Print. Brian Corson has covered this bull down here. This guy will get in the money if he stays on and makes the 8-second whistle. Ty actually just graduated high school this year. Congratulations to him. We look forward to seeing him a lot throughout the rest of this 2010 season. There he goes, calling for the gate now. Woo, big jump. Oh, not able to make that back left-hand corner. That bull just spun around and pulled Ty right out of his rope, spun him around, and he just wasn't able to hang on. Going to be a no score for Ty. But I'll tell you what, that is one big-looking bull coming around down here by us, wanting to say hello. All right, guys. Tough luck for Ty Harris tonight, but that's all right. We look to see him back here next weekend. We're going to be in Miami City covering another great SSBR event down there in the Jason Wade Challenger Series. Ty just walked by the announcer and said, man, he busts, and he wasn't lying. That bull was getting it, took a hard left corner, and Ty just not able to make it. Jimmy Lathrow is actually on a re-ride bull. Like I said, came out, scored a 71. They gave him an option for a re-ride. He took it. He's looking to make some points. He's on a bull they call Red Manor. We're going to see what this what Jimmy can do right here. We talked a lot about him. SSBR, CBR, TBR, DRCA cowboy. This guy likes to do it all. It's in his blood. Just hearing from the announcer that Red Nanner has been in the PBR series. All right, here we go. Jimmy Lathrow getting it done right here. All right, here he goes. Out hard. Oh, and I mean he bought himself a plane ticket. Great job for the bullfighters getting out of the way. Red Nanner come out just bucking, and I mean he launched him. Another one of those cowboys that had an opportunity for the photos down there. He was able to go from one end of the arena to the other. They launching him tonight. We got flying cowboys. We got cowboys making 8-second rides. This is a great job. So that's going to be a no score for Jimmy Lathrow. It's a business decision in this rodeo world, you know. I mean, these guys have an opportunity to take their score or go back for a re-ride. He took the re-ride. So back to our original deal. During our break, we found out Justin Walker actually only scored a 75, not a 79. So that's going to put Brian Corson in first place with a score of 77.5, followed by Buckshot with a score of 77, and then Justin Walker with a score of 75. So that's how it's going to line up for you, rodeo fans. And let me tell you guys, I just had an opportunity to talk with Carl Folletti, the owner of the Southern States Bull Riding. He is not here tonight. Was actually out attending another event. Want to say hi to him out there. Let him know he's missing a great little rodeo down here in Port Charlotte, Florida tonight. And, you know, he gave me a call. We had a chance to call him back and let him know. He wanted to know what the highlights were. I told him about Brian Corson's good ride on Red Bull. And, you know, they said, you know what? Brian is 100% in Port Charlotte, Florida. That cowboy has never been bucked off, but he still has a short go bull left to do. So payouts are going to be the top three slots here tonight. And like I said, all the points will go towards not only the start of the 2010 season, but also the Redman Pro Series, which he is in the lead of. Trailing Wagner Luciano by 100, or trailing is Wagner Luciano by 100 points. We have yet to see him and find out what that Cowboy's made of. He ended up had a rough night down there in Manatee. Oh, here goes his next Cowboy out to the left, back into the bucket shoots. I mean, he's all right, getting up slow. But I mean, that was lights out for that Cowboy. Put him right back into the next bucket shoot, and that bull is still getting it. All right. Not sure who that Cowboy was right there. Tough luck for that Cowboy. Leighton Wooten's going to be the next Cowboy. Have his brother out here. Here he goes. Oh, out hard. Drop down, I mean, right away. Couldn't quite make that first jump. Clayton Wooten's also in the standings for Rookie of the Year down here. And he had a bull Pineapple Express. That bull cut out, and I mean, Clayton just not able to stay with him. David Cass was on a bull they called D1 Ditto. And I mean, that bull was just getting it. You know, we had an opportunity to run into David quite some time ago. They call him Crash. David Cash, I mean, this guy has been through some serious injuries, and he makes it look interesting out here. You know, when he goes down in flames, so. Looks like they got that last bull out of the arena. So, Ray Rivero jumping over here trying to get his water. And I'll tell you what, man, it's been a rough night for these guys. We got to give them all the credit in the world, though. He's him and Cody Robinson are turning and burning. I mean, they're jumping out there in front of these bulls, letting these Cowboys get out of the arena okay. So great job for these guys. We still got a lot of bull riders left. These guys know how to get it done. I mean, we've got some good matchups. Eli Silva, the Brazilian Cowboy, is going to be on after the rat. One of the rankest bulls down here. You usually see him a lot in the short go. We got Kenny Hammock, one of the younger Cowboys in the standings for Rookie of the Year. Going to be on 310 Summertime Blues. I'll tell you what, these bulls there, if these Cowboys can make the ride, they will be in the short go. We got Wagner Luciano on 331 Babysitter. Another bull right there that will put him in the short round for sure. So, you know, we got a lot of bull riding left to go. We still have yet to see Dutch Duck and B.J. Carter come up as well. Fans getting a little riled up down here in Port Charlotte. These Cowboys putting on a great show. Brian Forson, your event leader down here in Port Charlotte, with a score 77.5. Also won a team making eight members. We look to see him in 2010 make it up. Not sure, you know, this guy's not strong about getting back on the PBR tour. We're going to see what he's made of this year. You know, he's starting off trying to get his entry fee money set up for, you know, for these PBR deals. We're looking for sponsorship for making eight. If y'all want to see Brian Corson go to PBR, y'all get in contact with us. We're going to help him get there. So one of the best Florida Cowboys that you've seen in a long time. You know, now since Tater Porter's been around, and let me tell you, I had an opportunity to spend some time with Brian, and, you know, I would hate to see these guys go head-to-head in a bull matchup. You know, these two veteran Cowboys in the state of Florida know how to get it done. Looks like they're still loading more bulls up in the buck and chute. Want to remind y'all, we got some great barrel racing action coming up. Our current leader for the barrel racing is Kimberly Boyette with a score of 14.157. We're going to see some barrels coming up. They still got 10 more girls left to go. We're going to see them up here in just a little bit. And then we've got a short go matchup. I'm telling you, these guys have got some bulls. We've got 53 Mole Diggers. We've got Nicaraguan Nightmare. We've got Crybaby, Dazed and Confused. We've got Little Bit Moody and Pac-Man down here. Those are the short go-round bulls, and these bulls will get it. And I really think that you're going to need two bulls down here in order to get yourself into the money. I think we've got the Cowboys lined up to do it. We're between Buckshot and Brian Corson. So far, the two guys that make qualified rides, Kenny Hammock, Rookie of the Year, is going to be our next Cowboy. He's on a bull they brand, 310 Summertime Blues. This young Cowboy, this Rookie of the Year, and we don't want to make it official, but we still have the finals left, and we've got some young Cowboys that are looking to compete, but I believe Kenny Hammock is in the lead for Rookie of the Year. He's got a bull tonight that'll certainly put him in the money tonight. 310 Summertime Blues. There he goes. Out to the right, back around to the left, hard now. Kenny not able to stay with him. Brought down hard. I mean, that bull is just getting it. 100 miles an hour, and tough night for Kenny, but we look to see him finish out next weekend. We'll see him down in Mica City, I'm sure. All right. Drew Carmichael is going to be the next Cowboy up. Had an opportunity to talk with him. Believe he's going to be the 30th slot in the SSBR final standings. He's on a bull they call Boogeyman. Drew Carmichael, one of the nicest Cowboys you'll talk to. Spent a lot of time with him talking on the phone. We talked a lot of rodeos. This Cowboy was nominated last year as the Bull Rider, the Sportsmanship Award. Walked away with that for 2008. Whether this guy bucks off or he makes a ride, he knows how to get it done, tips out to the crowd every time. He's on a bull they call Boogeyman. We'll see what he's made of right here. Had a good ride down in Naples. See if he can carry that over to the 2010 season. Looks like Bull's kind of leaning on him just a little bit in there. Gate men are ready. He's getting up on his rope. There he goes. Out to the left now. Oh, and I'm in getting it. Oh, hung up just a little bit, able to get up. Ripped his vest right off his left side, but he's able to get up on the bucking tooth there. He's doing all right. So, tough luck for Drew Carmichael going to be in those scores. Eli Silva is going to be the next Cowboy. This bull is, you'll see this guy, an acrobat is an actual, he's an escape artist, man. That bull right there will try anything he can to get out. But I'll tell you what, he is a short go-round bull. Eli Silva, one of the good Brazilian Cowboys you're seeing down here tonight. Tell you what, the SSBR has been fortunate enough to have a lot of these Brazilian Cowboys really trying to make a name for themselves, doing a fantastic job. Great way for these guys to start in 2010 is with a good qualified ride. Eli Silva is going to look to do it right here on Acid Rat. There he goes. Out to the left now. Oh, And I mean, he's lost his rope. There he goes, trying to get up out of the arena. After that, making a beeline for him, but he's up and out. Good job for Eli to get out of the arena all right. All right, so as of right now, Brian Corson is still your event leader, but we have yet to see guys like Wagner Luciano and BJ Carter. All right, guys. There we go. J.W. Cord, I mean, knocked over. J.W. Cord on Wild Bill, that was one ranked little bull. We usually see that bull in the short go, and they got him down here in the long round. J.W. Cord, tough draw for that cowboy. I tell you what, it sure put him in the money if he'd have made the whistle on him, but not quite able to do it. Bull just kind of jumped out of there and pulled him right out of his rope. Lost his spurs. We still got a few more riders left in this second session of bulls, and then we got the short go. But well, in between, rodeo fans, we're going to kick off the remaining 10 of our barrel racers tonight in the Southern States Barrel Racers. Want to let y'all know that we are putting up a buckle for the winner of the Southern States Barrel Racers for the 2009 season. Still have a couple more events left to go. I believe December is going to close it out. All right, next cowboy is going to be Wagner Luciano. He is your current SSBR leader. Looking to work his way to the PBR next season. He's on a Bull Ray Brand 331 babysitter. He trailed Brian Corson in the Redman Pro Series Challenge right here in Port Charlotte by 100 points. We're going to see what he can do right here. Brian's taking care of business on his side of things. We're going to see if Wagner can keep it up, keep that heat on Brian down here for the Redman Sport Pro Series Challenge. They will have a final. I believe that's going to be in December. Not sure if we're going to be able to attend that just yet. All right, here we go. And, you know, this is just the start of it. With the exciting action that we had in our first session, unfortunately, we haven't had much luck here in the second round of bull riding, but did have a couple qualified rides. They're only taking six, and we got seven. It's going to come down to how you ride and the points you can get. Every cowboy looking to make those extra points. You're going to see a lot of these guys actually dig out down here and try to get some spurs. I'd expect to see BJ Carter, if he's got a good seat on him, he's going to lay some spurs into him. Here goes Wagner, and I mean he is off in a hurry. Hey, come around to the right, just flew up, and I mean just knocked Wagner right off of his seat. It'll be a tough night for Wagner Luciano, but hey, he's going into the finals in the lead, and we're going to see what he's made of. Still got a whole new season left to go, 2010. We're going to see him down in Miami City next weekend, I'm sure. All right, Wagner talking to the crowd just a little bit. I'll tell you what, that was one ranked little dude, babysitter. We've seen that bull in the short go. And, you know, he had a good matchup with Wagner tonight. Tough luck for him, but we got a whole season left to go. Rodeo fans, make sure you check out the SSBR website at SSBRnow.com. get over there and find out what the schedule is for these guys. Find out where you're going to see these guys riding at. We've been following Wagner most of the 2009 season. Let me tell you, you know, he spent more time trying to get up to the PBR standings and made a lot of money down there this year doing it. He's looking to turn it around and put it right back. He's going to turn around and put it right back into the 2010 season. So we look to see him out there and start off the 2010 season as well with the PBR. You know, it's always nice to see these Cowboys, but it's even better to see them move up and go for the big shows. You know, that's every Cowboy's dream, is to work their way up into the PBR or the PRCA final standing. Junior Rodriguez is the next Cowboy. Got himself a good matchup. They call him Hardcore, and they gave him that name for a reason. That bull is hardcore. Junior Rodriguez, another Brazilian cowboy down here riding in the Southern States bull riding. We're going to see what he's got. You know, I'm kind of surprised. These guys really come out of the woodwork, you know, especially at the beginning of the season, because they all want to get on board. They like what the SSBR is doing. They like the money added, and they all want to get the points and try to get them up there, try to get the money, the added money to put them into the bigger shows, as well as be able to compete at the finals in La Belle, Florida, for the Southern States Bull Riding. Got a great lineup down there, rodeo fans. If you guys have not checked out the displays and see what's going on for LaBelle, y'all get on the horn, try to get some reservations. Here comes Junior out to the left. Oh, back around to the right now, real hard, kind of pulling them down. Not able to make that whistle. Just throwing them around the outside. Junior lost his seat on him and not able to make the buzzer on him. All right, rodeo fans, we're rounding it down. Brian Corson, still our event leader, with score 77.5. But we still have a short go left. And, I mean, I tell you, they're going to bring out the top bulls. You know, my thing is if you're seeing a lot of these bulls like Acid Rat, Wild Bill, Summertime Blues in the long round, that can only mean one thing. They got bigger and better bulls that are going to put these guys in the money in the short round. So these Cowboys looking to get it done. I believe we've got one or two more riders left here in this long round. We're going to turn it over and do some barrel racing. Finish that out, and then we're going to go back to the short go-round bull riding action to close out the night. All right, guys, here we go. BJ Carter. Had an opportunity to talk with him during our intermission. This guy is ranked. Like to have everything done just right. We're going to see what he's made of. He's got himself a good bull, Dust Duck. Saw this bull down at the Manatee Civic Center. Diamond W Rodeo Productions put on a great event, and they had some ranked bulls. Most of the Cowboys got bust off. We saw very little qualified rides. Unlike tonight, where we actually had our first five rides, we're actually qualified rides. So these Cowboys came down here to make some rides tonight and kind of get a little bit of redemption against some of these bulls. Dutch Duck is one of them. B.J. Carter ended up on four bulls down there in Manatee Civic Center. And just due to his re-rides, but the bull he's got tonight is definitely going to get him going. I mean, if he makes the ride on this guy, there won't be a re-ride option, I don't believe. I believe this guy here is going to have an opportunity to get himself back to the short round and put himself into some money. All right, here we go. B.J. Carter. You know, that's the one thing. Well, I'll tell you what, if we had a little hot shot, we'd have to zap BJ with it. He loves taking his time down here in the bucket shoes, I'll tell you, but he will make sure everything's right. He's up on his rope. There he goes. Pulls out to the left, back around to the right now. Kind of skipping down towards the left of the arena. BJ got himself a good little seat on it. Pulls spinning around to the left. Oh, yeah, he is going nowhere. Oh, almost got stepped on there. Able to get up and get out of the arena. There we go. Waiting on the judges, see what the score is. Not quite sure that bull had the trip that he would that we would expect, but .68 points with an option. So .68 points with an option of a re-ride. We're gonna find out what he's gonna do. There he goes. He's going to take it. He says 68 points is not enough. Well, this is interesting here, Rodeo fans. Let me break it down for you here. Brian Corson is our event leader with score 77.5, followed by Buckshot Morrison in second place with a score 77. Sliding on down, we got Justin Carter with a score 75. And Sergio Andretti with a score 73. Jimmy Lazaro bucks off. We got DJ Carter with a score 68 with an option. Welton Silva with a score 66. And Cole Wooten with a score 64. And DJ's looking to put himself in the money. Now, if he busts off this bull, I'm not sure we're going to have enough for the short girl. Actually, I stand corrected. We will. So if he busts off this bull, he won't be in. But if he makes the whistle, you can rest assured that he will be in the short round. Not sure what the re-ride bull is, but he is getting his rope on it. You know, BJ is one of those other Florida Cowboys. You know, we've seen him ride a lot in the PBR. Seen him on the CBR tours as well. And, you know, this guy here loves to get it done. We're going to put a video up for you rodeo fans to get to know BJ. You hear him talk. It's unedited a little bit. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, he's a true cowboy. Loves the rodeo. Makes a living out of it. So, you know, you guys stay tuned and get over to our website. Check over. It'll be on our not real sure where we're going to put it just yet, but yeah, I guarantee you'll see it. So get on through. Check out all the Making 8 has. Find out about some of the riders that are part of Team Making 8. Like I said, got two of them right here tonight. Ty Harris got bucked off early, but we got Brian Corson, who is the event leader down here with a 77.5. Look forward to seeing these guys and having these guys a part of Team Making 8 for 2010. We also have points that we're giving out. And our own, these guys are looking to, start off the 2010, not just with the SSBR, but these guys that are members are starting off the 2010 season with, Team Making 8. They're looking to get those points. They want a buckle presented to them at the end of the season as well. All right, rodeo fans, DJ Carter getting ready to bear down on his re-ride bull.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
DJ getting it done. We're going to see what he can do right here on his re-ride bull. And I'll tell you what, they're getting it done down here tonight with the SSBR. We got some great announcers down here tonight. Donnie Newman, Judge is doing a pretty good job. We got Ray Rivera and Cody Robinson down here fighting bulls. We got Weasel down here. Just had an opportunity to see him fight some bulls down there at Diamond W Rodeo Productions in Manatee, Civic Center. Tell you what, him and the 2008 World Bullfighting Champion, Ross Hill, were down there, and they tore it up. I mean, you know, you never know that these guys would never work together. All right, BJ, getting up. He's got his wrap. Going to be on one of Jamie Randamp's bulls. Not sure who the re-ride bull is, but that's definitely one of Randamp and Lee Bucking bulls. There he goes. BJ getting fired up in the bucket shoot now. There he goes, around to the left now. Oh, yeah, digging some fur into him. Bull almost giving up, then blowing up. Oh, great job for BJ. Another qualified ride for him. Tell you what, that'll be the 68. There's no doubt about it. Not sure if it's going to be enough to put him in front of Brian Corson, but I will tell you what, that's a good way to close it out. We're going to find out what that final score is right here. They're going to turn it over and do some barrels. But BJ Carter, I'll tell you what, he wants the money. He took that re-ride option for a reason. All right. We're going to watch those can chasers coming around. They're trying to drag the arena. We're going to take a short break before we do, but we want to get you that score there for BJ Carter. All right, BJ, just walking by. I'll tell you what, he's fired up. Got Buck.
Hey.
Made the whistle on the first ride. Said that ain't good enough. He wants more, so he came back. All right, air rodeo fans. Well, we're going to find out what that score is. We know that we will see BJ back in the short round. There's no doubt about it with the ride he just had. Looking really good. So y'all hang tight, rodeo fans. Go fill your water bottles. You're listening to Making A Radio on MakingA.com.
Was 107, we were heading to town. She had her sleeves rolled up and the windows rolled down. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Robert Earl was singing out the bucking song. With every word the king was bringing, she was singing along. That girl is a cowboy. And sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. Well, I need a friend. Well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. So I took her out to show her how to rope and ride. Can't believe that it was me that wound a broken tie.
Ooh, that girl is a cowboy.
So that night, well, I decided we should paint the town. I made it home, although I really don't remember how.
Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all.
She's got my back even when it's against the wall. When I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. Something that a cowgirl has, ain't no cowboy's got. Man, she's something when she's one of the boys, but something else anytime she's not. Sometimes the best cowboy.
Folks, this is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Your daddy told you I got no direction. A pickup and a camper ain't a hole. I ain't saying that he's wrong, but you gotta do this on your own. So what's it gonna be? If you wanna come with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. You gotta hold on tight. Roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure beats sitting on the fence. Oh, I know they're running off with some cowboy. Ain't something that a lady like you had planned. When I look into your eyes, I see all the love inside. Don't let life pass you by. If you wanna be mine, it's gonna be a wild ride. And hold on tight. Roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh. You could go on with the life that you were living, and maybe that would be enough. But if you think that's something you'll be missing, willing to take a chance on love, it's gonna be a wild ride. Gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense.
All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. We are live from Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riders and Barrel Racers in the Red Man Pro Series Challenge. Looks like this is going to be the second event for the barrel racers down here. And we're getting ready to kick off the second half of this here momentarily. We're going to start things off with Roxanne Young. Going back to it, we had Kimberly Boyette with a score of 14.157. She's your event leader right now. Still didn't find out what that score was on Crystal McIntyre. We'll have to catch up with that here in just a little bit. But we got Cheryl Bouchard with a score of 14.222. She's sitting in second place, I believe, right now. Like I said, this is all itinerary. This is all not official words here. We're just going off what we can from the announcers down here. But just to let you all know, this has been a really exciting matchup. Hopefully, you barrel racers that are tuning into us for the first time are really being entertained enough to continue to keep coming back. We want to make it as exciting as we can for you. And when we're back on our Back on the Ranch show here next week, we want to hear from you. If you guys have comments on what we can do to make this show better, hey, we do want to hear from you. We did get the results from the first round action for the Bull Riders, and we want to let y'all know what it is. We've got Welton Silva with a score of 66 is going to be on a bull they call Pac-Man. Then we got Sergio Andretti is going to be on, coming in with a score of 73. He's on a bull they call Little Bit Moody. We got B.J. Carter coming back with a score of 74 on his re-ride bull. He's on a bull they call Dazed and Confused. Then we got Justin Walker, comes in with a score of 75. He's on a bull they call Crybaby. We've got Buckshot Morrison coming in with a score of 77 with Nicaraguan Nightmare. And then your event leader with a score of 77.5 is going to be Brian Corson. Team Making 8 member going to be on a bull they call Mold Diggers. So let me tell you, these guys are ready to get it on. We're going to slide on down and cover some barrel racing coming up right now. Looks like they got the arena dragged. They got the barrel set up, and we're getting ready to get it on. So you guys stay tuned. Make sure you catch up with us, Rodeo fans, here next week when we're back on the ranch. We've got a special show coming up Thursday night with Rob Smith. And what we're going to do for you, Rodeo fans, is we are going to attempt to try to catch up with the event winner tonight. As soon as that comes in and we get done with this short go-round action, we're going to tune in, try to catch up with the event winner, talk about it. Great event to start off this 2010 season. All right, they're loading up these short-round bulls.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
Hey, this is Weasel with the SSBR Bullfighter Finals, last 3 years in a row. You're listening to Makin8.com.
All right. We're getting ready to, we're ready to kick this thing off. Still waiting on these barrel racers to get things going out here. Announcers announcing to the fans out here who's going to be in the short round and what's going on with that. All right, Rodeo fans, we're going to let y'all slide on down, refill your water bottles. Don't go anywhere. We got some barrel racing coming momentarily. We'll bring it to you live as soon as we get back. We'll be right back. back live from Port Charlotte. Tell you what, I thought we had the mute button hit on this thing, but unfortunately we didn't. I don't know if y'all heard, but looks like we're going to have the short round bull riding before they get into the final 10 of barrel racing. So that's going to close out our show. We're running short on time as it is. We got just under about 45 minutes, so we're getting ready to tear things up. This is it, rodeo fans. This is what it's all about right here. These cowboys, these six cowboys, have fought hard to get themselves into the short go-round action. This is the first season, or the first event for the 2010 season, as well as this is going towards the Redman Pro Series Challenge. So these guys are kind of getting points for two different events out here. All right, here we go. Looks like we're going to go down here. It looks like Justin Walker is going to be the first cowboy. I'm not real sure just yet. Saw some great first-round bull riding action. You know, Brian Corson, I'll tell you what, had an opportunity to talk with a lot of the judges and all that, and they said, man, you know, I don't know how the points didn't get up to be any higher than that. Should have been over 80 points for that cowboy. That bull looked really good, but hey, 77.5 is enough to put him in first place right now. He's looking to see what he can do. He's going to have a bull they call Bull Digger. And, of course, you know, this is one of the reasons why we pulled Brian Corson over and talked with him and said, listen, man, we really want you to be a part of Team Making Eight. And, you know, he's setting an example out here for a lot of these other cowboys. He knows how to get it done. He is what they call a cowboy. And, you know, if any of you fans have had an opportunity to follow Brian Corson, you know what I'm talking about. But we also got guys down here in the short round like Weldon Silva, B.J. Carter, Buckshot Morrison. These guys are all going to be in the short round looking to take over and get some points back, you know. Wagner Luciano fell off tonight, fell a little short, not going to be able to get back, you know, so Brian Corson definitely looking to maintain his lead down here. We're going to have to pull up the stats to find out who's going to be in second and whatnot down there. We can talk about it on our Back on the Ranch show, so hopefully y'all have an opportunity to tune in Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MakingEight.com. Yeah, it definitely looks like it. They pulled the barrels out of the arena. We're going to finish up the short round action right here, right now. Fans, want to remind you and let you know that if we don't get to cover the final barrel racing, the final 10, we want to make sure that you guys have an opportunity. We will fill you in on our Back on the Ranch show on Wednesday night when we're talking the SSBR. And, you know, if you guys have questions or comments about what we can do to bring this to you a little bit more exciting, y'all give us a heads up and let us know. You know, this is our first time down here covering this event. So, you know, it's all in learning. We want to hear from y'all. All right, here we go. All right, Justin Walker coming out. Going to be on a Bull Day brand 352 Crybaby, one of Randant and Lee Bucking Bulls. Getting his rope pulled by his dad right now in the bucking chute. We're getting ready to kick it off. This is what it's all about right here, rodeo fans. Starting off a great event down here for the 2010 season with the Southern States Bull Riders. Time to separate the men from the boys. The long round is over. It's time for the championship round right here. This is where the money is. Gate man's ready to go. Bullfighters are in the arena. Got Weasel down there pulling the gate. There he goes, pulling for the gate now. Out to the left. Oh, just pulling him back onto his pocket. Let me tell you, that bull was bucking. not going to do it. Bring up short for Dustin Walker, but he's going to finish out the night with a score 75. One of the great bull rides tonight. Not sure if it's going to be enough. Currently sitting in third place. So he's going to need every other rider to buck off to finish out in the money. But I'll tell you what, he's got some points for the 2010 season. All right. Here we go. Team Making 8 member Brian Corson leads the event right now with a score 77.5. He's on 5-3 Mold Digger. This guy is all business. We're going to see what he's made of right here. Brian in there taking his rap right now. There he goes, nodding for the gate. Oh, short little bull back around to the right now. Brian losing his rope. Oh, off on his side. Oh, going to be brought down short. Bull kind of making headway to him. Looks like it shook him up just a little bit. Brian Corson, all right, able to get up all right. Back in the bucking shoes. But he is still the current event leader with a score 77.5, Brian Corson. And let me tell you, that bull was getting it. Small, stout little bull. You know, Brian don't sit but 4 foot something, you know. And I'll tell you what, that bull matched him real well, but he was real powerful. Kind of pulled Brian right back up on his pockets. And Brian not able to make the corners on him as that bull started spinning. So Brian is going to have to sit back here. Brian's going to have to sit back here and wait to see what these other Cowboys can do. See if it's going to be enough for him to take home first place. You know, we unfortunately talked about it, and that was actually Brian Corson's first buck off down here in Port Charlotte. Weldon Selva is going to be the next Cowboy. He's going to be on a bull they call 303 Pac-Man. Weldon Selva coming in with score 66. He's going to need himself a qualified ride to put himself in the money. He's going to need two bulls. We're going to see what he's got right here on Pac-Man. All right, rodeo fans. Welton in the chute, ready to go. Gate man's ready. We're going to see what he's made of. Trying to get everything finished in there, trying to get sit down just right on that bull. He's up on his rope. There he goes, calling for the gate. Oh, and I mean he's launched right out of the bucket chute. A little slow getting up there, but he's able to get up and get out all right. Great job for the bullfighters pulling that bull away. But I'll tell you what, that thing came out with a lot of vinegar. Somebody fed that bull some Wheaties this morning because he had it with him. All right. Three down in the short round. Three more to go. We're going to see what these guys are made of. They're chasing Brian Corson right now with score 77.5. Trying to get that bull head back in there in the back pen. There we go. Looks like Weldon Tillman may be shaking up just a little bit over there. Sergio Andrade is going to be the next Cowboy. Comes in with a score 73. Going to be on a rank little bull right here. He's on 341, little bit moody. Sergio, another Brazilian cowboy. Haven't been able to see this cowboy before. Sergio, a little shaken up on that last ride on Pac-Man. He's limping out of the arena, but he's out okay. We're going to go over and check him out here after this event. There we go, buck and shoot number three, Sergio. Calling for the gate now. Oh, bull's out hard now, back around to the right. Oh, Sergio off, not able to stay with him. Rod down short, and I mean that bull's still getting it. I don't think he realized that cowboy was off his back. He's still kicking out there in the arena. A little bit moody was the bull, I'll tell you what. Four riders down, two to go. But let me tell you, these are some of the two of the top-ranked bull riders in the Southern States bull riding. We got Buckshot Morrison still left yet to ride, and B.J. Carter. All right, we call him Bucky down here, rodeo fans. Buckshot Morrison, you've seen him all over. This kid was riding since he was about 12 years old in the professional ranks. I mean, this guy jumped up every Friday night. You see him down at 8 seconds in Orlando, Florida, taking the money. Cowboys hated when this kid showed up because I'm telling you what, he came to win, and he hasn't legged down. We've seen him in the PBR this year. This little cowboy knows how to get it done. Buckshot Morrison is going to be the cowboy. He's going to be on the bull they call Nicaraguan Nightmare. I have not personally seen this bull buck down here, so it's going to be a new one on us. We're going to see what this bull's made of right here. Buckshot actually trailing Brian with a score of 77, so he is 1.5 point behind. He's going to need this to put him in first place. All right, here he goes. Buckshot Morrison back around the left in the gate. Oh, brought down early. Great job, bullfighters, bringing him away. Bull kind of turned around and sat on BJ or Buckshot. He was able to get up and get out of the arena all right. So there's another one. No score. Rodeo fans, we're down to the wire. Our last bull rider of the evening. That's right, we're talking about B.J. Carter. Already been on two bulls, had a re-ride option, and took it. Came in with a score 74. He's on a bull they call Dazed and Confused. Brian Corson will go home with a minimum of second place, but he's looking for first. He wants those points in the Red Man Pro Series Challenge, and this is going to be a way to start the event, or start the 2010 season. We told you about it. We talked about it this week. October 10th, 10-10 is going to start off 2010 for the SSBR, and I'll tell you what, we cranked it up tonight. Hopefully y'all have been entertained at home, and let me tell you, if you haven't, you need to make your way down here to Port Charlotte on a Saturday night bull ride. You are not going to be disappointed. Fans down here have had a great time. We've really enjoyed having them out here. B.J. Carter, the last cowboy of the evening, you're going to find out what he's made of. Does he have enough in him to get on three? And top Brian Corson. He's going to need a qualified score to put him in first place. But that's all he needs is a qualified score. If he makes the whistle, he will be the event winner.
Florida's winning. That's great.
10-3? Oh, yeah, baby.
Third period. 1 minute to go on the third quarter.
All right, rodeo fans. Looks like they're trying to get things situated there. Looks like our announcer's down there trying to catch a word with BJ. He's getting focused, though, finding out what he's got to do down there to make things happen. Looks like he's going to take a refill here. He's not happy with things are set. You know, he wants to make sure everything's just right to see if it's going to be enough to get him in first place. All he needs is a qualified ride. He needs to make that 8-second whistle, and he will have it. Rodeo fans, we have enjoyed ourselves down here for another great night in Port Charlotte, Florida. If you guys have not yet been down this way, make your way on down here. You will not be disappointed. Right now, your event leader, Brian Corson, one of Team Making 8 members, sitting in first place, 77.5. Still got some barrel racing left to go, rodeo fans. We're going to try to bring all the action we can to you. If we don't, we apologize. Y'all will catch us up next time. We want to hear from you barrel racers out there. If you're a can chaser and you're interested in finding out about the SSBR, if you got comments or questions on how we're bringing it to you, maybe some recommendations, hey, we'll be happy to hear from you. Call us up Wednesday night when we're back on the ramp. 8 p.m. Eastern time, you can hear it right here on MakeItEight.com. All right, here we go. BJ's got his wrap now. He's up on his rope. You'll find out what he's made of. All right, here we go. Gate man's ready to go. Looks like he's bearing down. BJ's still not quite set in there. You know what? He's making the crowds out there hold his breath. He's wanting to make sure everything is just right on that bull. See if it's going to be enough. There he goes. Gate's open, around to the left now. Oh, off in a hurry. These bulls, rodeo fans, have been bucking. That's it. Oh, Ray Rivero taking a shot down there at the end. Cody Robinson turning that bull around. Buckshot Morrison out there in the arena trying to help Ray Rivero out. Great job for that cowboy. I tell you, we've seen little Bucky get out here and do everything with these bulls. Ray Rivero taking a nice little shot. All right, we got some barrel racing action coming up here. Not sure if we're going to have enough time to bring it to you. Brian Corson, you're a bet winner down here. We're going to see if we can slip down here and have a quick word with him. See if we can't get on down for the fans. Hey, we're down here live with Brian Corson, our event winner tonight. We definitely want to congratulate him on his job. Well done, Brian. We are happy to have you part of Team Making 8, man. We've seen you out there on your first round bowl. You got bucked off on the second, but your first round bowl was enough to get you the money.
Yeah, they're good bulls here, and actually a lot of people here, and I tell you, the fans are spectacular out here, and the bulls are too. Everybody's really been riding hard tonight and everything, and just a few mishaps, you know, on my second bull, just a good bull bucked me off, but I really thrilled to be able to have that kind of a bull. I'd rather have that kind of bull any day of the week.
I rode like a girl, Brian.
I tell you what,
that's BJ Carter.
But I've seen a lot of women ride better than BJ Carter.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the thing about cowboys, though. That's what the other guy left down. But you know what, Brian? Right now, you're the event leader for the Redman Pro Series Challenge. You're sitting in fifth place in the final. We know that the SSR is not your main goal, man. We know that you still got an answer. Back at CBR, the ride we saw tonight definitely showed us that you've got what it takes, man. So congratulations.
I really appreciate it. I really do, Scott. And I appreciate all the fans and everything standing behind me and all the support that I get along the way. And PJ had a real good bull. I reckon he just felt sorry for me and wanted to let me win a little bit of money.
Well, there you go. Well, I know it's a good ride home for you in that pickup truck of yours. You can go get them new tires now, right?
Absolutely. I might even be able to get a bite to eat and maybe a new pair of shoes for my boy.
There you go, man. Well, hey, look, Ryan, congratulations again. I know that you're going to be fighting home tonight with that first round paycheck.
But I appreciate it, Scott, and I appreciate Making Eight for everything that they do for us.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, we're glad to have you, Brian. We'll
thank
you. We'll see you next week in Michigan. All right, guys, there you go. Brian Corson, you're on Ben Winter down here in Fort Charlotte. He's still our best leader down in the Red Pro Series. And I'll tell you what, he's starting off 2010 with a bang, Southern State Bull Riding. And what this guy's. But we're going to turn things over here, Rose. We are out of time. Got a little bull down here just tearing things up. I believe that's a walk sitting down in the middle of the rodeo. Not sure if they were able to get him bucked or not, but I'll tell you, that's a rank dude. Maybe you should have put Ross Hill out there in the middle of the arena to fight him just a little bit. But anyhow, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, Rodeo fans. Y'all make sure to get it. We're going to be back on the ramp Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Y'all can catch it right here on MakingIt.com. Until then, Rodeo fans, happy trails. We'll talk to you later.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode Blueberry. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. And Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny to party tonight. Well, the man from down under, Brendan Clark, put a hurting on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South.